go over the different shittas that we put together in understanding the nature of Eidos Miuchedes and why it works by Mammon versus Nefashos, just to get a clear kite, just to really feel that we understand how we got each shita to be what it is, starting with the Rashi, the Rach, and then the Ramban, the Ritva, the Ravid, the Nimuki Yosef, that maybe we'll mention as well, and the Ramah. Okay, so a lot of things to sort out. I don't know if we'll do the Ksos inside or not, but I know people have been going through the Ksos, so we'll try to highlight the Ksos as well. And then I want to get to the Tosis on the Kasha at the end of the Amud of Mishpat Echad, the very last Tosis. I hope everyone worked on that. And then for tomorrow, Mr. Shem will discuss the other Tosis regarding the Masva and the Tzirf of the Masva. Okay, so the question that we were trying to sort out, the Gemara tells us that Eidos Miuchedes is a psul by Nefashos, but it's kasha by Mammonis. The drasha quoted in Gemara, Lo Yumas Api Eid Echad, teach us Echad Echad. You can't kill a person based on two Eidim, where each Eid was unaware of the others. The other Eids, Re'iyah, the Re'iyos were distinct from each other. That's called Eidos Miuchedes. But by Mammon, the Gemara says that will work. The Gemara seems to suggest that it's only by Nefashos, either it's a diuk, an explicit diuk, or we assume it's only by Nefashos. We'll have to see that more carefully in the bottom Tosfos, exactly what it means when the Gemara says that the din Nefashos, hu de ein ksheira, din mamnes ksheira. Bottom line is that's what seems to be the halacha, even though the Gemara ends up with a kasha that doesn't resolve. That's important to recognize, but pashtus kasha doesn't mean that we're falling away from the halacha. The kasha was, again, I have to explain the kasha, the Gemara, that if it's true that bedini mamonis Eidos Miuchedes is kasher, so why do we say in our Mishnah? In our Mishnah is a case of two and two, not one and one. The Mishnah establishes that if they're seeing each other, if one from one kat sees at least one from the other kat, ro'en elus elu, we assume that means both directions, then they consider Eidos Achas. But if it's ein ro'en elus elu, then shtei edios, therefore hu vehein ne'rogin. But the Gemara asks, why should we say Huvehein Ne'rogin? If in fact we know Eidos Miuchedes counts for something by Mammonis, so then we shouldn't say Huvehein Ne'rogin. We should use the Tziruf, that we should consider there to be a Tziruf, even though they didn't see each other, to the extent that we should spare lives. Whose life should we spare? So again, for sure the Zomimin, and possibly also the life of the Nido. So the Gemara doesn't left us to explain the Kasha, the Gemara says Kasha. Rishonim point out in various places in Shas, kasha means the halacha remains, but we don't know the answer, but there'll be an answer. Strangely enough, there bin Chananel, just Derech Agav, just to mention bin Chananel, the part right after we ended up reading, so assumes that because of this kasha, we fall away from this halacha. V'daikinan midesalka v'kasha, shaminan mina, d'riyach ha-ri'iyah, fil hadach ha-dah, enak sher b'din imaminis. In other words, ri'iyach ha-ri'iyah, seemingly shtei ri'iyos, edus miuchedes, And it sounds like he's saying that the din is different, and Eidos Miuchedes is a problem by Mammonis as well because of this kasha. But again, they all ask. I mean, Hagos and the Banim Cheshish Shlomo and others. I mean, the Rabbeinu Chananel himself is quoted elsewhere saying that kasha doesn't mean it's the end of the world. When the kasha is not minished, we say you don't die from a kasha. Kasha means in the Gemara that it's not a tiyufta; it's just a kasha. So I don't know what he means. That we learn out from here. That it's not so, and then what he says afterwards, also unclear what he means when he connects it to what he says before. I don't know Pshat in the Rabbi Chananel, but that's something to take note of. So the halacha, therefore, would be clear. At Mammonis, Eidos Miuchedes is kasher, by Nefashos, it's no good. The idea that by Mammonis it's okay can be understood in one of two ways. Either the Pshat is that you need a tziruf, but you have it. The standard of Tziruf can be less than what otherwise would require by Nefashos, which is that they have to see each other. And here it's automatically Mitzuruf. That's one way to understand it. If we understand that way, then of course the din of the Mishnah that talks about a Tziruf only in an event of Ro'en Elus Elu, by Shtayim Shtayim, that's based on the fact that the Mishnah is talking about Nefashos, by Mammonis would be different. And that's why the Mishnah, which is discussing the Nefashos, hu vehein ne'rogin, the din is what it is, and they considered Eidos Achas only if they see each other. But by Mammonis, even if they didn't see each other, they'd also be Mitzuruf, the din would be different. Another way to understand the din of Eidus Mecheres by Mamon being kosher is not that there is a tziros even without seeing each other, but rather echad echad is enough for basin to paskin. You don't need a tziros of kada, of one kad. You just need one aid and another aid. And that's the special halacha of Eidus Miuchedes. Whereas Nefashis, which needs a kad of shtayim, so then you need to have a tziruf. The tziruf is only reached through ro and elus elu. Those are the two ways to understand. So how does this play out vis-a-vis the various shitas that we saw spread over the sugya? From Rashi, it seems clear from the way Rashi read the Gemara's kasha, maskva mazutra, ravzutra, el meyata, what is the Gemara's kasha? That since you're telling me that there's a dinesh mechadis that's kasha by mamanis, so therefore we should also say that there should be a tziruf in the Mishnah l'gabe hatzala. What does one have to do with the other? So Rashi says b'tziru ha'eda. So we should assume that by hatzala the Torah would want us to have a tziruf even when you don't have the re'iyah, mutual re'iyah, ron elas elu. What does that have to do with the fact that by mamanis it's kasha? So Rashi explains, because by mamanis it's mitzdaref even without ron elas elu. And therefore, we should say that even by nefashos kedei lahatzia, we should also allow there for to be a tziruf. What's the connection? Obviously, the assumption is that the halacha of miuchedes being kasher by mamanis means that I have a tziruf of echad echad into shtayim without ro'en elus elu, and so too, the Gemara wants it to be the same thing by nefashos l'gabe hatzal. So that's mefurish and Rashi, that's how to understand the yisod of Eidus Miuchedes by Mamanis. Therefore, the entire din of the Mishnah, which talks about shtayim only being mitzuraf if they see each other, is only by the fashos, not by Mamanis. So emerges from the Rach as well. The Rach is a little bit of a different twist, but it's basically the same premise. The Gemara's kasha is that the entire reason why by the fashos, that's no good if you have one and one, they don't see each other, is because of the notion of chas rachmana. The Torah wants us to go easy on the nido, not to kill him in a case like this. All cell phones, please turn off, okay? We kind of will have, but people should know. Unless it's not mentioned emergency, you're expecting. Okay. I'm not looking to see who's it was. Just, we kind of will have, just to be clear. Okay, so this is, again, by point of the Rach, the point of the Gemara's Kasha is, it's only by nefashos that we should have a problem of Eidus Miuchedes because the Torah wants to go easy on the person, so therefore Mamanis is different, but so too it should be also different when it comes to nefashos kedei lahatzil. This is Ben Chanano. So again, the pshat is that by Mamanis I have a tziruf, and by nefashos the Gemara wants it to be a tziruf even without Ronis Elu Gabi Hatzala. So is Rashi and the Rach clear, crystal clear, absolute clear, except for one question. Yeah.
Why is it true that when Rabbeinu Tana says that by Mamanis, what about Mamanis is
Chas Rachmana, because the Torah doesn't want us to execute a person. The Torah makes it harder, wants to make it harder to kill a person.
Mamanis
doesn't have that idea. Just the idea is absent by Mamanis.
I thought he was carrying it over.
No. The point is this: the same reason that you say Mamanis is different than Nefashos, because Nefashos is unique in that the Torah would want to make it harder to kill the person. So Mamanis doesn't have that logic. Therefore, it naturally should be a tziruf. The only reason Torah makes the standard higher to create tziruf by Nefashos is kedei lahatzil, that we should have to kill the person. So as Gemara knew, within Nefashos gufa, if the issue is nugea, letting it be a tziruf kedei lahatzil, in other words, two and two, where by creating a tziruf we'll be able to save life, because then they become one kat, and then you can't kill the two eidim who are zomen, because it becomes one kat with the other, so with achizim ukula, you can't kill them. Plus, if we explain that based on hazama of mixas hakat, that creates a din of karvul pasulus and mitela on the entire kat, so we spare the nidun as well. So that would be every reason why, in this case, the Torah would be biased to allow this to be a tziruf. That's the premise of the kasha according to Ben Chanan. Again, all this assumes that by Mamanis I have a tziruf. Were I to say that by Mamanis it's good enough without a tziruf, echad echad is good enough because 1 + 1 is enough for the basin to paskin by Mamanis, so what kind of question does the Gemara have that by Nefashos tatzil? What does one do with the other? There, what we want to do by Nefashos to be matzil is to be created tziruf, in order to say that they should be one kat, and you can't kill the Eden Zomen because they're part of a larger kat, and you can't kill the person because it's induced in the Taylor. That means you want it to be a tziruf of two and two without Ron Elisei. Where do I see by Mamanis this is a tziruf? Or no, by Maman, it says that one and one doesn't mean it's Tziruf, and you can pass it based on one and one. But what you want in the Mishnah is create a Tziruf. So it's the Kasha of the Gemara has to be reinterpreted. So the Pshat and Gemara's Kasha for Ben Larashi, Ben Larach is obviously premised on the fact that the notion of the Mamnus Yuchedes Ksheira is that the Tziruf is required and the Tziruf exists. Without Ron Ailes Eilut. The Gemara wants that mechanism to exist by Nefashis as well, the Gabe Hatzalah.
I just want to get the question then is really not based off of Mamonis then. I mean, if you didn't know anything about Mamonis,
because you have to have some kind of a context to say that we see quote unquote bi'alma, as Rashi puts it. We see in the general sense that in theory that there's no barrier in an absolute way to seeing this as mitzuraf, and therefore. If that's the case, let's even allow for a tziruf to exist by nefashis. That's what we're using the kasha. That's it. Now, remember that the Ritva said two words on Rashi's pshat in his dismissing it. What did he say? In mechubar, it's not clear to me. I don't like it. It doesn't tell us why. So we get to speculate. Now, it's interesting. What the Ritva ends up presenting as an alternative pshat, the Rabban also says. And he doesn't see it as so far different than Rashi, but the way I understand it, the Ramban is not necessarily going to have such a problem in the way that we just explained for Rashi in the way the Ritva does. The Ritva, written all over the Ritva in many other ways, as we'll go on to see in the way he discusses the Ravid and what he says about the din of Echad Gabi Shvua on the other aid, it's clear that the Ritva is understanding the din of Miuchedes by Mamon being kosher in a different way, as we now prove again and reiterate. And I believe if that's the case, I would suggest, and it would seem very appealing, that the reason why the Ritva didn't like Rashi's Pshat is precisely because Rashi's Pshat, as we just explained, is predicated on the assumption that the reason Yochanan works by Mamon is because of Tziruf. And the reason why the Ritva didn't like it, and he brings Matosas Pirshu, is because the Ritva Lishitaso holds that the reason Yochanan is kosher by Mamonis is because of the other side, because you don't need Tziruf. Echad Echad is enough that we could pass it based on 1-8 plus 1-8. And therefore, Rashi's Pshat is not appealing to the Ritva. So he presents a different Pshat. And within that Pshat, I have no reason to assume that the Pshat of Yochanan is kosher by Mamonis is because of the Tziruf existing. It could be just as well because you don't need a Tziruf. What is the other Pshat the Ritva says? That the Gemara's kasha is that let's be medayik in the pasuk further. That the Torah says lo yumas apiyed echad. So the same way you want to be medayik in the pasuk lo yumas, it's only by yumas that I have a problem with echad echad. Apiyed echad means echad echad miuchedes, but not by mamonis. Let's take that diuk and make it even a more refined diuk, a more precise diuk. In other words, we're excluding more than just mamonis. Lo yumas apiyed echad. Only when it comes to benogea killing the person, meaning an echad echad case, there we can't use miuchedes. But if it would be nogea to save the person, we can count. We can consider a miuchedes be okay. In other words, we can allow there to be. Well, it doesn't mean miuchedes anymore, but it means that we can have. We can have it work if it's going to be nogea hatzala. We can allow a situation where there seem to be disjointed edus, but we can allow that anyway. Why? Because the other Torah says that tziruf can exist without seeing each other. So it's a question more of the mechanism of the drush as opposed to any lumdus that you see present by mamonis and why that's true that it's kasha. It's kasha by mamonis, as I said, for all we know, because echad echad is enough, because 1 plus 1 is also enough, not because it becomes 2. But the same way that you tell me 1 plus 1 is enough, even if it doesn't become 2, because the Torah spoke only by nefashos, so the Torah spoke only by nefashos insofar as killing the person, not insofar as being matzil the person. Okay, but I haven't proven yet that the Ritva holds that way, but now let's go further. That's my speculation, that's why he says Einam Achuva. What does the Ritva say that clearly puts him on the other side of the Chakira? This is the Ravid. So here's the kasha that the Rishonim will ask. The Ramban asks, we'll come back to the Ramban, maybe we'll go in a different order. The kasha that the Rishonim ask, Ramban and the Ravid, From the Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Lamed, Shub ben Karcha, we paskin apparently like him, Nardoi, Helva, Chalva. You have two Edim, single Edim, each one is being made on a different Halva of a mana. Same amount of money, but a totally different transaction. So it says Mitzdarfin, quote Mitzdarfin. We can accept one aid on Halva Sunday and one aid of Halva on Wednesday, and we can paskin that $100 is owed from Reuven to Shimon based on two separate Hagadas Adios of two separate Edim on a different Halva. And it counts to Mechayev the person. So, no, if that's correct, and if we hold that way, so what's the big chiddush of Rav Nachman to tell me that if Miuchedus is kosher by Mammon? I mean, you can have Halva, Halva. So if a kosher came, it is Miuchedus where it's one Halva, but two different Re'iyos. Here it's a totally different Halva. That's the major problem that the Rishonim struggle with. So how do we resolve this question? A lot of different possibilities. So the Ritva quotes, maybe we'll go with this. The Ritva brings his own teretz, Hanocha, and after he rejects the Ravid, let's just go with this, we'll go backwards. Hanocha b'tiritz k'shaseinu, ma'sh'amu b'tosfos, he quotes the Tosfos that we do not have. Shonitzvacha had Rav Nachman el Rabbanan. We didn't read this inside yet, so I'll read it now. Rabbanan de prigi aleid Rav Yishuv ben Karcha. The sphere lay davar chalva im estarfin. The filo hachi kosha bavarachas ksheira abishol yada shemelcha bechavero. Okay, so what is he saying? The answer to this kasha is that in hachinam, according to Yishuv ben Karcha, there's no need to tell me halacha edus mecheres being kasha. It's a kosher came from what? From havah havah. That's kasha. So certainly mecheres is kasha. Where is the need for Rav Nachman to tell me this din of mecheres being kasha by mamonis? Lefi the chita avu the chacham. They argue shemekach and they hold havah havah in mitzdarfin. So that is for sure no good. But what would be sufficient? Filachi the havah achas ksheira, even they didn't know each of each other. This halacha of Miuchedes being kasher, this is what we're trying to figure out. What's the lamdas here? What's our shayla? Did they become one kat? Or did they not become one kat? Nafkamina would be in what case? Karva pasul, in this case. Right? And another case, a variation of this, what would be the other case? Shtayim shtayim. Shalom ro elu selu. Right? If we understand it that they became one kat, then Nimsa Karbo Pasul with Wishtaim Stein, for example, then again, you can't kill the Zomimin, not kill in this case, you can't punish the Zomimin, and you would have Nimsa Karbo Pasul, and the person wouldn't have to pay the money. If a case of Stein of Echad Echad, Nimsa Karbo Pasul, the other A that's left would not be Mechayev Shvua if it's one cut. But if we see it just as that it works because of the fact that we can count one and one, again, only here, because by Havar Chalva we couldn't even do that. We're going for the Chachamim now. But the din of Yocheres being kasha for the Chachamim. Havar Chalva is no good. But what is good? If it's just, they didn't know about each other, but it's one Halva that they're testifying about. Says the Ritva a minute later. So now it's kasher, apishulo yada, v'yesh bechulal hazeh, shem nimtza echamem pasul, chaver mechay v'shvur. Wow. Can you get more explicit than that? What is there to say? If one, the halacha by Nimsa Karvo Pasul, if it were cut of two, and one becomes Karvo Pasul, is the other one Mechayev Shvua? So the Ritva is Mefurash and Amid Aleph, even though we tried to figure out what that should be. Remember, according to Rav Yossi, there's no din at all Karvo Pasul by Mamanis. Remember that, right? But according to Rav Yossi, according to Rabbi, what I say, Rav Yossi, right? Because Rav Yossi is no kav. According to Rabbi, there is. But why is it so? So, Rav Yossi had a logic to him, and Tosfos explains it because he can't really start off mashnayim. My mom and you have still, but by Rabbi, you say that you still learn it out. And at the end of the day, we explain, and the Ritva said before, according to Rabbi, at the end of the day, if you say it by mominess, you'll say it even legabe, passing the other eight for a shvur. The Ritva said Mefurash. How you know it? You have to know. You went from the fashos, you went two from three, whatever it is. But the din is seems clear. from the Ritva himself, that you say that if you would allow the din of Nimsa Karva Pasul by Mamanis, which for Rebbe we do, even by Shtayim, it would mean that the other aid could not be Machayev Shvua. But here the Ritva says, by Miuchedes, it would turn out that the other aid would Machayev Shvua. So what do I see? That the Geder of Edus Miuchedes by Maman, according to the Ritva, which is the Chiddush of this Gemara, that Rav Nachman tells us, the Mamanis is Kasher, forget, you don't have to tell me anything. But for the Chacham, what's the get of this halacha? That what is it? It's not a tzirf of a cat. It's what? It's counting it as echad, and based in kempaskin, based on that. That's what the other words, not mechayev shvua. That's not Rav Nachman is coming to teach me, he says, because Rav Nachman's not discussing the case of Nimsa Karvel Pasul. Mil lav, just to finish the Ritva's words, lav ha asa Rav Nachman Ashmeinan, to listen to Edus Milchedes Ksheira, the Shekua Ksheira Mayri. What's Rav Nachman talking about when both are kasher? And what is his Chiddush? His Chiddush is that you can count it, Bezen can paskin. But not that the Mitzdarev to become one Kaddish Stein, but that Bezen can paskin based on the one and one. Okay, so this is the Ritva's Omshan. Now we understand beautifully what the Ritva had a problem with the Ravid, and now it's going to be see where the Ravid is going to fit into all this. So we have so far, on the one hand, we had Rashi and the Rach, on the one hand, the Chakira, or the Ritva on the other. Where's the Ravid fall? And let's understand why the Ritva took issue with the Ravid. So let's go back to the previous paragraph in the Ritva. So the same Kasha that we're figuring out. How does, why do we need Rav Nachman to teach me Miuchedes being Kasha? We're both saying, so far, absolutely crystal clear, without beyond a shadow of a doubt. Except for Noah. Yeah, go ahead.
Can Rebbe just explain exactly if we're saying that we're holding like the Rabbanon in our Gemara?
Yes.
Then the Rabbanon say that you have to have two Edim that came at one time, and that's the whole the Edus there.
The Halva was one Halva. And they keep it simple, as opposed to the Shub Karcha and the Chachamim, which is even when one came. About testified about one halva on one day, and the other eight about halva on the other. The two separate halvos, Shulchan Aruch would say it's also good enough, mistaris, whatever it means mistaris, but it's good enough to paskin on. and the Chacham disagree with that, but the same Chachamim would disagree there would agree by Miuchedes. But for the Ritva, the reason why they're molde is because it's not that they become on kat, but rather that you can paskin based on one and one. That's what we've seen.
Just over there by Sanhedrin, we're not saying that the Rabbanon are holding. They have to come together, and there's this.
The Chachamim disagree on halva achalva. They don't know. They totally don't accept it. You can't paskin based on that. But the Chachamim would agree. Those Chachamim who argue by halva achalva would agree over here by Miuchedes. But why they agree? For the Ritva, it's really an echad, not one and one equals two, but one and one is good enough. Now we can appreciate the Ritva's Hasag on the Ravid, and we have to explain what the Ravid's saying. So let's go now to the previous paragraph. Again, the Ravid's out to explain the same, answer the same question. How do we answer Peshat in the Gemara? Nachman's teaching us, Yuchedes is Kasher. If we hold it Shub and Karcha, then what's the Shaila? Koshkein, if you can, if you can allow Havach Halvah to Mitzdarif, so then Yuchedes to be Kasher. What's the whole discussion? What's the Chiddush of Nachman that Yuchedes is Kasher? So the Ravid says, what the Pshat is you have to reinterpret the words of Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, Edus Miuchedes, Ksheir Gini Mamnis, what he means is that the only time that it would be accepted is if all the Edim are Ksheir. What he's really trying to tell you is a din of a case that would be Pasul. Not what the words are saying, which is Kashan of one of the Ritva. That's not what the words seem to be saying. The was going to ask. The words seem to be saying the din, the Chiddush of what's Kashan. But according to what the Rabbi is saying, the Chiddush of Nachman is to tell you about a din that would be possible. How does he tell you that? By saying, Edus Miuchedes Ksheira B'din Imamnis. It means you need to have Kosher Eidim. And that's the only way it's going to work that you can paskin by Edus Miuchedes by Mamnis. If it's not going to be Kulam Ksheirim, you're going to have here a case in the Edus Miuchedes that one is possible. Then you're not going to be able to paskin here. It's going to create a psul in the entire cut. The words of the Ravid, keep in mind, came in the Halva Achasi, which I think strongly tell us that this Chiddush of Rav Nachman is specific to Miuchedes and would not extend to what case of Yishuv Ben Karcha? What case? Halva, halva. That already, the rabbi would not create that reality of viewing it as one cut to the extent that it's going to be Nimsa Karvo Pasul. But as the words are saying, Hava Achasi, what is he? Therefore, comes out, interesting pshat, according to the rabbi. Interesting pshat. And then we'll see what the Ritva asks then. Now we have a new sheet of Rishon. We had the Rin Chanano and Rashi, we had the Ritva. What is Miuchedes? According to the rabbi, it's something interesting. We're really going to Yishuv Ben Karcha. Do you need Siruf in order to paskin when you have one and one? Do you need Siruf?
No.
Halacha, we don't. That's why Habachava is also good. But, says Rav Nachman, interesting chiddush. By Miuchedes, even though it would have been good enough, even if you wouldn't be mitzarfim to make a kaddish shtayim, but Miuchedes be'etzem becomes a kaddish shtayim. Understand the twist over here. You don't need siruf, but if it's there, then the chips are going to fall when they do. Memela nimsa kavas adisabetela, and the other aid would not be mechayev shvu. Understand? Were it to be a case of barach halva, pashta survived, would be saying that would not create nimsa karvo pasul adisabetela. That's simply one and one. By miuchedes, it would have been good enough to paskin based on one and one. But lemaisa. Kachazet, it becomes a tziruf. And therefore, nimsa karvo pasul, edusan b'teila. And it's only because of mamonis. By nefashos, would I have a tziruf if I don't see each other? No, in that regard, it's like Rashi and the Rach. That what? The din of the Mishnah, in other words, of shtayim, ein ron elos elu, are stay avios. When is that limited? That din is limited to what? To nefashos. By mominus, what will be the din differently? The din of the Mishnah is predicated on the halacha miyuchedes being possible by nefashos. Yes or no for the Ravid? Yes or no? Yes. The din of the Mishnah would not exist by mominus. And echad becomes mitzuruf, and it's good enough because mitzuruf exists without having them seeing each other. But the point of the rabbi is interesting, because we're going according to Yishuv Ben Karcha, who holds you don't need Siruf. And Alvar HaChalvar would also be good. But nevertheless, when I have a situation of Miuchedes, L'maisa, willy-nilly, it becomes Mitzuruf. That's it. That's the reality. So Maisa, Mitzakov, Yishuv Mitzuruf. So it's like, it's a variation of Rashi and the Rach. According to Rashi and the Rach, there was no such halacha of one and one being enough if it doesn't become two. Right? One and one cannot work without becoming two. Why does Miuchedes work? Because you need Siruf and you have it. That's according to Rashi and the Rach. According to the Ritva, and we'll see again another further raya on this, according to the Ritva, you don't need Siruf, but it's good enough without Siruf. That's exactly it. You don't need Siruf and it's good because one and one is good enough. For the Ravid, do you need Siruf? No. But do you have it? Yes. If you have it, so then the mele, they didn't become, so that one kai, this is the tailor. That's what the Ravid would be saying. It's a distinct shita. It's within Rashi, but different than Rashi. If Rashi, it cannot operate without creating tziruf, but it happens, the mele. For the Ravid, we're going Shuv Ben Karcha. And therefore, you could have it one and one, it would be good enough. But lemaisa, it's mitzuruf. By Miuchedes, therefore, Karabas, Yusim B'Teila. This is for the Ravid. Soon we'll get to the Ramban, we have the Ritva to ask on the Ravid. Yes, go ahead, Ezra, go ahead. Yeah.
Within the Ravid, he's saying that the Ri'iyah is when the Tziruf actually happens, but that just happens in the male because it's a case of Miuchedes.
Miuchedes, right, they consider Mitzuruf even if they don't see each other. Even distinct viewings, they become Mitzuruf. If it's one of that's good enough.
So in what way are they not considering Mitzuruf?
You wouldn't need the Tziruf. That's why, according to Ben Karcha, Halva and Halva are good enough also. You don't need them to be a Kadav Shtayim, but Lamaisa, they become a Kadav Shtayim. If they become a Kadav Shtayim, then Nimsa Karva Pasul, they do some Betela. Because they become one, they become locked in as one Kadav.
And the Pasul's the guy.
Pasul's the other guy.
The other guy.
Yeah. And same thing by Shtayim, yeah. They all become, right? You can't Dukash Zamam against those that you imagine, and the guy would be off the hook. It'd be Edusin Betela, yeah.
At the same time, they can also...
Had it not become one kat, it would have been good enough for Beis Din to Paskin to make the guy chayev. But in as much as it became one kat, then merely you're not going to make the guy chayev because Edusin Betela. This is clearly the right of the sheep. Now, I could do one of two things. I could go to the Ramban, or I could go into the Rishmas Kashi. Tell me, where do you want to go? I don't want to lose anybody. That's why I'm asking the question. Binyamin, tell me. You're senior in the Shia. You're better in the Shia. Go ahead, tell me.
Why are we assuming that Rashi's not like the Ravid?
The fact that Rashi doesn't make any, could give any indication that it could work. I mean, you don't know, but the fact that Rashi doesn't give any indication that you didn't need a tziruf. So mehechatesa that you could say you could be good enough, you don't need tziruf, and this is a new vort. And to learn, don't forget, the pashtus of the words of Rav Nachman, let's understand, that's the first kasher the Ritva has on the Ravid. The words of Nachman is what? The din that they offer to be kasher, or the din that is kasher? What's the pashtus of the words of Rav Nachman? The din that is, I would think it's pashtus. So what is the chiddush? The chiddush stands for itself. That it's good enough. And how does it work? Tziruf. So the point is, it's telling me that you have a tziruf. And without that, it wouldn't work. The Rebbe says, without that, it would work. But you want to know this extra nafkamina that they become one kat. Therefore, he reads into the words ksheira. They all have to be kasher, otherwise it would spoil it. That's not Rashi's reading of the words. Rashi's reading words is the pashtus. Ksheira the din, it's kasher. So that means with Rav Nachman's chiddush that it becomes mitzurif, which is how Rashi understood it, then you wouldn't have what to stand on. You couldn't fall back on Shub and Karcha. So whatever it is, you know.
That's also, Rashi would hold what's going for Rabbanan.
Yeah, Mestam, Rashi would go for Rabbanan. But without this extra twist of the Ravid. If you want to make go to Rabbanan, give them to hate. That solves everything. In fact, let's just answer my question, okay, without realizing. Let's do the Ramban for a second. Okay? No, because it's all connected. What did the Ramban do in this Kasha? Ramban did something interesting. How did the Ramban resolve the Kasha? New Chevra. How did Ramban resolve the Kasha? It's going like the Rabbanan. Good. But what's interesting is, but what is Rabbi Yishuv ben Karcha's position? This is interesting. The subtleties here are important. According to the Rabbanan, we have a need for this Chiddush to be stated. According to Ramban, it was not Rav Nachman, it was Rav Yehuda. What was the need for this Chiddush to be telling me the Eitz Mechez is Kasher? Based on what mechanism? Tziruf. The chiddush is not that you need it all to be kosher like the Ravid. He wanted to fill with Rishub and Karcha. No, it doesn't fit with Rishub and Karcha. The chiddush is that it's kosher. Without a tziruf, it wouldn't be kosher because you need tziruf, but you have it. Where does Rishub and Karcha stand in all of this, according to the Ramban? Where does he stand in all of this? What would be his position on a case like this, if one of them became a karbal pasul by edus milchedes? Here's the real litmus test, okay? What would Rabbi Shub ben Karcha hold about the other aid being machayev a shvur in edus milchedes? Couldn't Rabbi Shub ben Karcha?
Nothing
would happen. Would he be machayev a shvur or not?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. It would not be edus betela. Listen carefully. Could the Gemara have had a kasha el me'ata b'din nefashas tatzil according to Rabbi Shub ben Karcha? Well, the Gemara wants it to be a tziruf by nefashos, by shtayim that don't see each other, in the same way that by mamonis is kasher. In the same way, pashtus by mamonis is kasher because of tziruf. But Shub ben Karcha doesn't know of that. Not only does he not know of it, in his case, what's his case? Halva halva, but nothing changes Shub ben Karcha's perspective by miuchedes. See, what the Ravid did answering the kasha was he took of Shub ben Karcha in two tiers. Shub ben Karcha's halva halva is one and one and without a tziruf, and that's good enough for Beis Din to Paskin. But there's also a level of Shub ben Karcha of miuchedes, which becomes two, nafkamina to make karvel pasul, and the other one can't be mechayev shvur. That's the Ravid's approach. And how does he fit the words of Rav Nachman? Ksheira? No, he fetches the words a little bit. Ksheira, not to tell me it's kasher. That I would know without Rav Nachman. Rav Shub ben Karcha is telling me Ivan Chalva is kasher. The Chiddush is, Ksheira, they have to all be kasher. Because if one aid was pasul here, you'd have a problem. That's how he fetches in it. But the lumdis becomes that you don't need tziruf, but you can have it, and there'll be two tiers. If you're not going to want to fetch the words kshera to mean that, you have to say the chiddush is that gufa. The kshera that you would think it's pasul. Why would you think it's pasul? Because you go now to shulakacha, go according to chachamim. Would they disqualify of achalva? But what would they qualify? Over here, by Ibis Milchedes. And what happens by Ibis Milchedes? So Rashi says it becomes Mitzurif. And it would have all the dinim of Nimsa Karva Pasul, but forget that. That's not what he's coming to tell me, like the Ritva says. In other words, it's basically the Chidush of the Chachamim. And that's what the Ritva himself says. But what the Ramban comes and says is, where does the Shulchan Aruch stand in all of this? Would he also agree that there could be a level here of tziruf by miyuchedes that's distinct from the case of Baruch Halva? So Ramban makes it clear that no, for him it will be no difference. So nothing changed for him. Therefore, for Shulchan Aruch, the other one would be mechayvish. The Ritva was not mesiaches to that point. The Ritva just brings the teretz hanachon that it goes l'rabbanan. What the Ramban let us in on is that Shulchan Aruch would not change his perspective on what's going on, meaning it's a one and one, without becoming two, bein by halva halva, bein by the case of Eidus Milchedes. That's where the Ramban sort of shed some light on this of Shulchan Aruch. Coming back to the Ravid, though, what did the Ravid do again? The words are a little bit dachuk, but what was the lamdas of the Ravid? Shulchan Aruch, we hold like him, but we're creating a new halacha that ksheira, off to be kosher. Because if you have one as a puzzle, then since they become one kat, therefore the other ones, memela, are puzzle as well. The Ritva had two kashas. First kasha, I understand, the lashon of Nachman, in the nachum. He's coming to tell me a din of pasul, so he should have used that kind of language. The second kasha is a giveaway now, in terms of, again, what, everything we're bringing out of the Ritva. But what's the second kasha? The oath. He asks on the Ravid, what are you telling me? That in the case of Dini Maminis, they become one kat, they become a tsuraf, to the extent that now, if one is pasul, the other one is not able to machayev shvua and dis in betayim. He asks, "Lama nachmir bedini maminis yose bedini nefashas? Why are you coming here to create a chumra by maminis over nefashas? Shem lo ra'u elus elu hem shtei edios. The Mishnah says by nefashas, if they didn't see each other two and two, then what are their two edios?" Which would mean what? Imtzer karvo pasul, enachas pasul chavet. And by mamanis, you're now telling me that what? That there would be a chumra over nefashos, that if you had a comparable case, shtayim lo ro eus elu, it would be not shtay edius, but edus achas. So that bothers the Ritva. Why does it bother the Ritva so much? What's wrong? Why does it bother one manach? What's hurting him about that? Why shouldn't it hurt him? Why wouldn't this problem bother the Ravid, Rabbosai?
He said
Yisir
in the first place.
Because the whole point of the din of Eidus Milchede, of the Mishnah, the whole point of the din of the Mishnah, of distinguishing, is by Nefashos. And it's predicated on the fact that Nefashos, the standard for Tziruf is higher. And by Mamanis, the standard for Tziruf is lower. The whole din of the Mishnah is limited to Nefashos. And therefore, what else follows from that? So it comes out that by Miuchedes, it's one and one. By Nefashos, you can't kill the person. By Mamanis, you can combine them to Mechayev the person. That's one derivative of this distinction in Lamdas. What's another natural derivative of it, which is just a Mela, the same basic idea? It's going to come out that Nipsa Karbal Pasul by Shtayim, for example, Echad, Nipsa Karbal by Benefashos, so then Harayu Shtay Edios, because they're not Mitzurif, by Mammon, Edus and Betela, and it will be Mitzurif. But what's the big deal? I mean, that's the Mela, the true. Whatever is going to be a Kula in one case will be a Chum in another case. If it's Echad Echad, the Fashos is going to be harder to kill the person because of the fact they're not Mitzurif, by Mammonis, you can Mimchai the person. Mammon easier by Shtayim or by Echad Echad by Nimzakar Vopasu case, whatever case it is, nimtzakam a pasul. So it's going to, the tziruf that exists by nefashos is going to lead us to be meko, or to not be machayev, or not to allow this edus to be accepted. By mumnis, it's going to become but. By nimtzachakos, to the contrary, we're going to allow ourselves to use the other edus. By nefashos, it's shtayim, that is. Shtayim. And by mumnis, no. That's mele part of the Mishnah. Why did the Ritva have a problem? For the Ritva, the din of the Mishnah, Shtayim Shtayim, is limited to Nefashos, so it's equally to by Mamanis. What do you see from the Ritva? The din of Milchedas, that's Kasher, is in by Mamanis and not by Nefashos. Is that underlying the din of the Mishnah? Is the din of the Mishnah of Ein Ron Eilus Eilus Shtei Eidios predicated on the din of the Eidos Milchedas being puzzled by Nefashos? Yes or no, according to the Ritva? What? Silence. What? According to the Ritva. According to the Ritva, does the din of the Mishnah, that Shtayim Shtayim, Ein Roen Elu Es Elu, Harei Elu Shtei Eduyos, is predicated on the din of Edus Miuchedes being possible by Nefashos as opposed to Mamanus?
No.
Not at all. The din that Miuchedes is kasha by Mamanus is a function of the fact that I don't need, they don't need Siruf. But to the extent that you want to know, do I have one kat or two kitos? Do I have siruf? Do I not have siruf? The standard, it should be the same by nefashos and mamanis. Comes the Ravid and says, you know something? Rav Nachman is teaching me by mamanis, nimsa karvo pasul, he doesn't have to all be kasha. Says the Ritva, lama nachman min nefashos, yosef, mamanis, yosef min nefashos. That startles the Ritva. Because for the Ritva, the point is that the standard for siruf should be identical. Don't tell me, well, it's obvious that that's going to be that way. Because the whole Mishnah is predicated on the fact that, by Mamanis, the fact that Miuchedes is Kasha means that you have Tziruf, even when you wouldn't have Tziruf by Nefasha. So what's the big deal? No. The fact that Miuchedes is Kasha by Mamanis is not because I have Tziruf, because I don't need Tziruf. Vaharaya, the Ritva himself said a minute later, that when he brings his own pshat, that even though we're telling you Miuchedes is Kasha, but if one is... if one of the Edom would be possible, the other is Machayev Shvuah. I think again, this it brings Ritva out to sharper focus. And Ritva understood Miuchedes to be Echad, Echad, Miuchedes is good enough to have one and one. The Ravid saw the Sugya similar to Rashi, but a little bit different, in the sense that the Chidush is not necessary to tell me Kasher, because it would have been Kasher anyway for Shulchan Aruch without Siruf. But the chiddush is that they have to all be kosher, because had I had one that's pasul, the tziruf exists anyway, and the mele will pasul the other. But momaisa miuchedes would become one kat by mamanis. For Rashi, for the rach, you need tziruf and you have it. For the ravid, you don't need it, but you have it anyway. Nafkamina for karvah pasul is a betela. But the ritva, you don't need it at all. So far, that's where we are. We still want to maybe touch base within Muki Yosef and the Ramah. But this is kind of where we are. And the Ramban, what the Ramban brought in so far is that Pshul Ben Karcha himself would not know of a second tier that creates Siruf. For him, you don't need Siruf. Not in the case of Halach Halava, and nothing would change in the case of Yulchedes. One, two. Yeah. One and one. Go ahead, yeah.
Just to clarify, are we saying now that in Ramban we see the Shita of Rashi Ben Karcha as saying that there is no tziruf, because now we have one and one, and therefore we're together, and we can use that to be together. But when it comes to the Ravid. When it comes to the Ravid, we then switch that shita of Rishu and Karcha to be now that there is an inherent siruf underneath what's going on.
According to the Ravid, again, clear. According to the Ravid, we're going in a suga called Rishu and Karcha, and we're trying to establish that even though you don't need siruf, one and one is good enough without becoming two. But in a certain case, like Miuchedes, they do become two. My nafkamina, as far as being kasher, I will be kasher regardless. My nafkamina, you need them both to be kasher. because since they became two, one of them would spoil the other.
But that changes from Ramban, who
the Ramban, correct. But the Ramban, that was not true. But the Ramban, the Gemara is discussing a chidush of being kosher, because that's the pashtus of the words of Rav Nachman. Why is there a need to tell me it's kosher? A question of kosher anyway? The answer is it going according to the Chachamim. According to the Chachamim, where we don't know about that Shubin Karchas halacha, that you can count one and be good enough, but there's another halacha that you can, one miyuchedes can become two. But the Ramban adds is that Shubin Karchas himself would not accept that. That's the low, that in that regard, it's different than the Ravid. The Ravid could conceive that Shubin Karcha could allow there to become a tziruv, even if you didn't need it, but lemaisa it exists, and it could pass the other one. But the Ramban, to the contrary, Shubin Karcha doesn't have any notion of tziruv, just simply whether in the case of Achava or the case of Yuchedes, it's going to be one and the same idea, one and one, not becoming two. For the Chachamim, there is no halacha of one and one, there is halacha of one and one becoming two in the case of Yuchedes. Yeah.
Why were we saying that if the Ritva understood that it is tziruf, the question of Lamanachmi wouldn't be as strong? Meaning why is it not, why is it less of a question than people?
Lamanachmi, because as the Sosarei Tainis, if the Mishnah's din is by definition predicated on the fact that Miuchedes is possible by Nefashis and Kasha by Mamanis, so then why is it the fact that by Mamanis the din will be that they become mitzuraf, that it will turn out that edus and betela, that's just the flip side of the halacha of miuchedes being kasher by mamanis. Miuchedes is kasher. Why? Because there is tziruf. If there is tziruf, then obviously nimsa karvo pasul edus and betela. What's the big deal? It's not a lama nachmir. It's a derivative of the same principle of the fact that there's a distinction by nefashos. Miuchedes is no good, by mamanis it is good. Memela, the Ravid's point is obviously going to emerge from that. It's not a lama nachmir. But if you're on a miuchedes, it's kasher based on not tziruf, just on the fact that one and one is good enough, then the Ritva has what to ask.
Meaning, if there's shaykhs between the two, then you could say, well, just like this is this and this and this, the opposite is going to be
that's
true.
Correct. That's correct.
Unrelated, then it's just
unrelated, like, yeah. Then the kasher is, why are you suddenly creating a great tziruf by mamanis and the fashas? What do you mean, why aren't you? You see, the miuchedes is kasher. That means that tziruf happens easier. No, it doesn't. That's not what's going on by one and one. That's not because of tziruf. You don't even. Okay, what do you make of this Muki Yosef? Tell me your vosai. The words in the Muki Yosef are such. It's an interesting Maram Makam. Let you think about it. So far, where does the Shubin Karcha stand in all of this? What have we seen in Shubin Karcha? Either for the Ramban, it's Halacha, is it Halacha of Tziruf, or is it Halacha of one and one? One and one. And what's been miuchedes according to Shimon Karcha? That's Hava Achava, one and one. No one is saying that that's serif, right? Pashtus, the words of the Ritva, Hava Achasi. The Meiri says it within the right. Could be by miuchedes it changes. The Ravid saw it that way. Could be doesn't change to become a serif. Russian of the but if so, what's the relationship between Yuchedes and the Shubin Karcha? Either the Gemara is talking about making it different than one what upgrading it to than the case of Achava, or it's the same thing and it's not Tziruf at all. Russian of the Muki Yosef here. After the first paragraph is on the Mishnah, then he says Vahani Mili. See the paragraph Vahani Mili right before the Gemara. Vahani mili, everyone see where I am? Muki Yosef, yeah? Vahani mili de be'inan roen ze ezeh b'din nefashis. When do I need that they see each other? By din nefashis. Abo b'dini mamanis comes to b'dini mamanis kaimalan k'rabishu ben karcha. We hold the b'shu ben karcha da afilu halva achar halva mitstarfin. That even one halva after another two Aden, each one about a different halva, it's mitzdarev. Kigon zelmer befanai halva umane. The echad omer befanai halva umane. The ze lo ra shel ze. The mikom makom tarvayu mishadi de chayev le chad mane. Kid isa beshuli perg ze barbis and hebri. Koshikain, all the more so, kisharao shneim halva biyachad ze mechalon ze, ze mechalon ze. That's a koshkin to the case of miuchedes. Ushma mina says here, here's what I want to understand. Mehacha yalef la Rabbi Yeshua midachazinan b'gemara dehich shekra edus miuchedes b'mamun. Wow. So he says, the fact that we see now Gemara that the Torah is machshir miuchedes, what do you mean Torah is machshir? Apparently, the din of miuchedes is kosher is somehow learned out from some drasha. What drasha is teaching us that? What drasha is it?
Yumas.
What drasha would it be? What's the drasha?
Yumas.
Yumas. Only here, well, you must be a dachat. We have to see this for Tosis, whether it really is a drasha. If it's a drasha, hard to know what Tosis is going to ask Mishpat Echad. But now, that's what he's saying. It's a drasha, see? But if it's a drasha, so what is he saying now? It's a drasha. So he learns from this drasha, what does he learn? His halacha. So now it's a bit unclear. So what is the gather? So what is this? So for the Muki Yosef, is there any distinction fundamentally between halvah, halvah, and Eidus Miuchedes in terms of the lumdis and the gather of the din? Does it seem to be any? He's learning from Miuchedes to extrapolate to his case. There's no difference. But what I don't understand, we don't really know. So how is he understanding it? Is he understanding it from the perspective of being one and one, or perspective of one and one becoming two? I leave that to your judgment. Doesn't really get us. Could it be that he's going to view one and one equals two, even by halva halva? Certainly, it doesn't seem clear from the Ravid or the Ri'iri, but that's talking within the Ravid. Okay, but maybe Muki Yosef is another shita. Maybe he holds that one and one becomes two, even by halva halva. Perhaps no. Something, but something is different is that he says he learns it from here. That's interesting. He learns it from here. The Gemara says he learns it from somewhere else. What did the Gemara say he learns it from? Havah, Havah. What did the Gemara say in Sanhedrin? Oh, Rao, Yada. Yes. I almost don't understand. What does he mean? What does he mean? Yeah?
Can it be just talking about this?
How long have
they eaten
this?
Rather than the
kosher. No, but that was a problem. What do you need? What do you need to drash is miuchedes? If you have oral yada, that was the big problem. If you have a separate mocker from oral yada, what do you need the Torah is miuchedes? And he's saying mihacha yalef for Yeshua.
That's the shmamina. Rather than learning from the kol she came from.
Yeah, but mihacha yalef to what? To the case of varach alva, you learning from here. The Gemara says he went to oral yada.
Mihacha yalef
is referring to edus miuchedes. From here, he learns.
Mihacha yalef rather than using the kol she came from Sanhedrin, we learn it from the pasuk here.
I don't know, but like the Gemara says differently in Sanhedrin, that he knows it from a different source.
No, I'm saying, so the Gemara there, Hava Acharalah, he learns from that pasuk of Oroh.
What is he adding by going to Milcheres? Unless you're getting in the Ravid, but it's all Sassim. He doesn't tell you anything about the Ravid, Nafkamina Karbal Pasuk. He doesn't give any of that information that would want to, you know. So what do you need to come on to a new drasha, Miuchedes Mikasha, if I anyway know from another drasha? But it sounds like he's ignoring the other drasha and he's getting this drasha. That's not Mishapela. The Gemara says something different. I don't know what to make of Mugi Yosef, but it's something to know, to take note of. For the next time you go to Makis, the Sugya, there's a Shren Mugi Yosef. You have to know what to do with. The Ramah. You have a shot.
Maybe he uses it like
Smach. I don't
know, like so we said, two tiers in the Ravid. Nothing to do with the Ravid, but the two tiers in Rabbi Yeshua and Karcha. That our halacha here, our pasuk teaches us Eidus Miuchedes. So they see the same ma'isa, then we can only use Ora to take another level.
By nafkamina for Karbal pasuk, he doesn't say that either. He doesn't say that. That's the problem. He doesn't say any nafkamina. Rather, looking to the words of a ksheira, which is also hard. You need what my kamash one ksheira. These are the moving parts here. Like, what do you need nafkamina ksheira of Nachman if you know anyway it's kasher by even a case of halva halva? Now, what does the Ramah do here? This is the tour. You have the page of the tour there. Go ahead. What did the Ramah have next to him? Yeah. Wait. What is the Ramah? This is Nogea Amid Aleph and Amid Beis. This is bringing together, okay? The sheet of the Ramah, which we didn't see on Amid Aleph, but we're seeing it now both in terms of Amid Aleph and the sugi here. Sheet of the Ramah, quoted by the tour, is as follows. We saw on Amid Aleph that the only time we say the din of Nimsakar Vosmus and Betela is when it's Kivnu Lahoyd. This is what Rebbe taught us. Rabbi holds it's stained in the fashos, stained in the mominus, kivnu lahoid. Hisru behen is by the fashos, by mominus, it's lasude asitu, la mechze asitu, right? Remember that. So what if they were not mechavim lahoid? So then there'd be no din abidus in the Torah. That seems to be clear from Hamerav. But the Ramah says, not so fast. Not so fast. Haramah hosi. Tahod aminan. That which we say in Amid Aleph, Kishomesh Bo Liros, he came only to see, not to say this. Listening now means when he came to see the Maisa, right? Ein apostel zel davke shlo heidu biyachad bebeis betoch de dibur. Avu meidu yachad betoch de dibur, if they were made together and based in, afilu omim shlo bo elu liros. Stop. So in other words, what's the Ramah doing here? There's another way to be mitzarif these edim to make the din nimtzakos with mitela. Even if the re'ios were separate, even if the kavana was not lahayit, nevertheless the hagada ke'echad is mitzarif them. That's one chiddush of the Ramah. Now there's another chiddush on top of this. Further, va'afilu lo ra zeh zeh. Okay, that means that the re'ios were distinct; they didn't see each other. The nimtzach, and again, and then, but they were magid; they made tochid dibur. The nimtzach kara pasul idusim b'teila. Why do ikka kara b'shas hagada koi? Because the Ikar Pasuk is Bashas Hagada that we're talking about, Yakum Davar, and so on. Hilkach Loshna Nitzdarfim Akarbo Pasuk Bashas Hagada. Yelo Hoyed, Lo Heidimahim Bashas Hagada. That would disqualify if there was Tokide, not Kide, if it was Hagada, not Tokide Diba, but the Re'iyah was together. That's one way it could become Pasuk. By the other, others can become Pasuk. Loshna Nitzdarfimahim Bashas Hagada, Lo Bolohoyed Bashas Hagada, O Shalor Rokach, this is Mitele. So what is Ramah saying? You can have the Diz Mitela in one of two ways. Either with a tziruf of Re'iyah, meaning that there was Niskavim Lahoyed, Uro Ke'echad, Niskavim Lahoyed, and in that case, even if they were not Ne'e Tochde Dibor, that would create a problem in the others. But, or alternatively, even if it was Lo Niskavim Lahoyed, or even if they did not see Ke'echad, but what did they do ke'echad? The Haggadah, new chiddush, new shita. Edusim b'teila. Second, are they? The Rosh seems to disagree. But don't you have your razzah? Because I feel I'm keeping lahoid. I'm keeping liros kidei lahoid. Ain't a post cell. El im kain keeping liros kidei lahoid. Ubog based in behayid. Avim lo keeping liros kidei lahoid. I feel ubog based in behayid. O shakim liros kidei lahoid. Vlahayid ain't a post cell. Pashtus, it's understood that the Rosh is arguing on the Ramah. The Bach adds that the Avlo Kiven Liros Kidei Lahoid, Afil Bola Bezdin Behayin, Afil Uto Kidei Dibur, Ein Oposa. Now, so in terms of Amid Aleph, that's a Chiddush in its own right. Yeah? Aryeh.
Yeah. How does the Ramah understand the relationship between Kavana Lahoid and Ra'ilu Asila?
Yeah. So, these are separate issues that are relevant. These are two things that are relevant in terms of having a psul of a tziruf of re'iyah. You have to have re'iyah k'dei lahayit. You have to have a re'iyah ke'echad. That would be sufficient if you have both of those boxes checked, even without hagadat tochid dibur. But even if one of those boxes was not checked. But if the Haggadah was Tochidei Dibur, I could also disqualify the others. That's what I'm saying. No, if you have basically two different ways that you can get the psul of Nimtzakov Pasul, either via Tziruf of Re'iyah, which would require what? Which would require what? Kiven Lahayit and Ron Ke'echad. But even if you didn't have one of those checks, one of those boxes checked, you can have Haggadah Tochidei Dibur. Now, in terms of Amid Aleph, that's an interesting new Maramakum. The Chorah is against Tosfos, that we saw in Amid Aleph. Tosfos, the Chorah assumes that it was not Kedei Lahayit. Pashtus, we saw in Amid Aleph, leave that for now, let's leave the issue of Amid Aleph. Lo Kiven Lahayit, if you can have a Gadda Ke'echad, making it. But let's talk about the second point. Let's say you didn't have Re'iyah Ke'echad, but you had a Gadda Tokedei Dibur. So what's the Ramah saying? The Ramah saying that you said Nimsa Kavad was a Mitela. At first glance, that is mamish against our Mishnah. What's the case of our Mishnah? Ein Roen Elu is Elu, says the Mishnah. Hare Elu Shtei Eduyos. What's the case of the Mishnah? The Haggadah was or wasn't told Kedei Dibur?
Was.
How do I know it was? Shai, read into a minute. Stay. You gotta hear this. Sorry. No, sorry if you... What's the case of our Mishnah? What's the case of our Mishnah? Has to be Haggadah Tol Kedei Dibur. Why? What? How do I know having Tol Kedei Dibur? Better than Tosfos. Because the Mishnah says that when it's Eidus Achas Lazama, if they saw each other, it's Eidus Achas Lazama. But the din of Hazama that you need Yizumu Kula, what did Rabbi tell us about that? It's only when. When is the Eidus Achas Lazama? If they even call Tol Kedei Dibur. So clearly the Mishnah is discussing a case of Haggadah Tol Kedei Dibur. So in the case of Eidus Achas, you need Ayizu Mukulan, in the case they didn't see each other, it's the same case. It's just a question of one distinction. If they saw it together, they didn't see it together. But the case of the Mishnah, built into the Mishnah, is a case of Haggadah Tol Kedei Dibur. And yet, it says that if they did not see each other, stay Eidus. So what's the Ramah saying? That even if they didn't see together, they could become one through Haggadah. The Mishnah says otherwise. What must be the answer? Iksos begins to address this question. What's the answer? Obviously, what must be the obvious answer that the Mishnah is discussing? Din and Nefashos. The Ramah is discussing Mamon. But Din and Nefashos, Shtei Re'iyos, Haggadah Ke'achas, not going to help. But by Mamonis, the Ramah says, his Chidush, that Shtei Re'iyos, Haggadah Ke'achad, unites them. Now I ask you, where does the Ramah fall in our Chakira? Where does the Ramah fall in terms of the Ravid and the Rashi and the Ritva and all of that? That's what you have to figure out. Now the Ksos goes his way, but I want to try to, in our own way, try to figure this out. How could we now explain the Ramah that you can have the Haggadah uniting them even with the Shtei Re'iyos by Mamonis? Should we assume that by Mamonis, Eidus Milchedes is kosher, and the din of the Mishnah would be kasher, shtayim eimon elus elu, because I simply don't need, I have tziruf without seeing each other. It's automatically mitzuruf. If that were true, would Ramah have any basis to say you need the Haggadah to mitzuruf them? Would you need the Haggadah to mitzuruf them? Or they're naturally mitzuruf? So then again, what's the Ramah doing here? What is Haggadah adding? The Haggadah ke'achad, the anyway mitzuruf. So what would be the only path forward for the Ramah then, based on everything we've seen so far? Like, to assume that, like the Ravid,
that you don't need it.
That you don't need it. You don't need it. But what did the Ravid say? You have it anyway because of the Re'iyah. But that's not what the Ramah say. It's not the Re'iyah. What would give it to you?
I've got.
The Re'iyah makes it 1-1. But if you have... It's still possible for them to become one through Haggadah. The Ravid says the Re'i itself can become a tzar of them even if they didn't see each other. The Ramah wouldn't accept that. The reason Yochedes is kosher is like the Ritva, not like the Ravid. Nothing changed in terms of tzirah beside the Re'i. The Re'i, they're still separate. It's 1-1. But what can the Haggadah Ke'echa do? Make them into one kafa, peninsula kafa person. Why by the fushes couldn't that happen? Why by the fushes couldn't that happen? Because by the fushes you need a kat of shtayim. The kat that's coming together in Haggadah are reporting what about themselves? What are they reporting? That each one saw separately. So if the Haggadah and the fushes by definition need siruf. So if the Edom that need Siruf are coming together and reporting that what each saw was not together with the other one, so what's Haggadah going to do? What's Haggadah? It can't make it better than the Re'iyos that don't have a Siruf inherent in them, and you need Siruf. But by Mamonis, you don't need Siruf. So then what can the Haggadah Ke'achad do for you? It can create the Siruf. If that would happen, because Ramah, it's a new layer here. On top of all the other shittas that we went through, we come out that the Ramah holds like the Ritva in terms of that you don't need Siruf, you can paskin based on 1-1. But in context of that, Haggadah Ke'echad can create.
The Rav would say that Memeira Miuchedes becomes a Tziruf. The Ramah would not accept that, but Haggadah Kachot can make a Tziruf. But by Nefashos, we're, to begin with, you can't get away with one and one. You always need a Kad of Shtayim. So the fact that it's Haggadah Ke'echad, but the Haggadah is telling me that they're separate in the Re'iyos, so then the Haggadah, we said this in Tosfos Lamed Aleph too, the Haggadah Ke'echad cannot create a Tziruf if the Re'iyos that they're reporting are Re'iyos that are distinct. But by Mamonis, it's not really inherently a problem to have distinct Re'iyos, because we could use one and one to Paskin. So then all we need to do is get a certain variable in the mix to create a Tziruf. What can that variable be? Haggadah Ke'echad. On both sides, crystal clear or a little bit blurry? No? Blurry. One more time. Manafshach. What's the Ramah saying? Re'iyos Chalukos. Haggadah Ke'echad becomes one. Nimsa Karmapasidus Imitel. That's what the Ramah said. Our problem is the Mishnah. The Mishnah's got to be a case of Haggadah Ke'echad. That's why you can talk about Yezumu Kulan in the case of where it's one Haggadah, when it's one Re'iyah, when it's Ro'an Eros Eilud. It has to be Haggadah Ke'echad. And yet, Ein Ro'an Eros Eilud, the Mishnah says, Shtei Eidios. So what do you mean? It's how they talk, they did one. Teretz says the Mishnah's discussing Pashas. The Ma's discussing Mamonis. Okay, but now what? But by Mamonis, what's Eidos Milchedes? So if you say Eidos Milchedes, is it Tziruf? The Mele, the Mitzuref, whether the Pshat is, whatever it is, it becomes Mitzuref, like the Rabbi, like Rashi, like the Rabbi Hananel. So right, what's the Ramah adding of a Gadol Ke'echad? It sounds like you need a Gadol Ke'echad to create a unified Kat. But I have it, even though it's different Re'iyos. But the Mele, the Mitzuref, the answer is no. Re'iyos, Chalukos, distinct Re'iyos do not create Tziruf, like the Ritva. Why does it work then? Why does it work? Because you don't need a kind of shtayim, you just need one and one. But Haggadah Ke'echad can create the tziruf to make them one kind by Mamonis. Because by Mamonis, there was no halacha to begin with that you needed to be one kind. If you didn't need it to be one kind, then the Haggadah can make them one kind. Mashe'enki manifashas, with halacha to begin with, is you need to create a tziruf of one kind, and the eos, by definition, are separating them. Then Haggadah Ke'echad cannot create one kat in the face of shtei re'iyos, which by definition means they're separated. So now Haggadah Ke'echad cannot create a tziruf for them if what they're bringing to Beis Din in their Haggadah is shtei re'iyos. But by Mamonis, where they're bringing to Beis Din shtei re'iyos, for shtei re'iyos is not a problem for Beis Din to paskin on. It's just that it wouldn't become a tziruf. So Haggadah itself makes the tziruf. That would be a way to think about the Ramah. Is it worth staying? Okay, Ezra, go ahead.
It doesn't understand that we come back to the same question from the Ritva. It says, what's the Chumrah from...
The Ritva's Kasha was Lama Nachmi, as we had went before. The Ritva did not understand. He understood that the problem of Mamonis, the reason why it works by Mamonis is because you don't need Shtayim, you just need one and one.
But according to the Ramah,
it's a whole new... No one's going to Ramah. That's a new Shita. No one else accepts the Ramah. That's
what
a new
comes
Shita.
Out of it after is there's a Chumrah in the Imamonos, which is...
Yeah, in the Chinami. See, when that Kasha should be after the Ramah. Okay. But it could be if just the Mela comes from Mela, because you don't need Shtayim, so then Haggadah could create it so easier than... Could be it's a natural Kasha. I had wanted to do the Tosus, maybe just read it. I promised to do it, so at least read it, then think about it, and then we'll try to analyze more carefully. What does Tosfos ask? Within the fashas who the lo k'sheira, ha bedini mamnis k'sheira, right? This was the deal of Rav Nachman. Within the fashas who we have the ink k'sheira. It's only a problem by the fashas, but not by mamnis. Fek Tosfos, the last Tosfos. Hikshra bin Avram bin Olainis. How do we know that Krovim are Pasuk Eidus? The Pasuk says, Lo Yumsu Avos Habanim, fathers should not die based on the children. Pasuk Psha meaning the chait of the children, but the drash of the Gemara is, like the Targum says, based on the Eidus of the children. You cannot have children testify and based on that kill the parents. You can't accept Eidus or Krovim by the Nefeshes. Lo Yumsu Avos Habanim. No, how about dinim maminis? How you know you can't accept krovim le'edus by dinim maminis? For dinim maminis, gamrinan minei, dechsiv mishpadachad yelachem. That's the Mishnah and Sanhedrin, that many halachas are derived, mishavachakira and other things from one to the other. The Torah speaks by nefashos, and it didn't get carried over to maminis. If that's true by psul krovim, kein hachinami. Neil of maminis minefashos lehach milsa de'edus miucheles. So this is as a kasha. Let's use mishpat echad to learn out that what we see in the drasha that passes edus miuches by nefashos based on lo yumas apiyed echad, let that be a din by maminis as well. Interesting kasha. Let that be a mishpat echad. Let that step in and carry the din over. The whole lamdis that the Rabbeinu Chanan said, what's the halacha by nefashos? Why do we say that the din of edus, what was it? Chas v'chman alei, right? So Tosus ignores all that, right? Obviously Tosus didn't see that as relevant. That the Torah told me halacha. Yom Suv Sabanim is halacha by krovim. We don't start reading into it to give svaras. It's a din. Krovim are pasul for nefashos. No, mishpadecha. Halacha is by mominus too. Tosus understood the din of edus miuchedes as a fundamental flaw in the edus, which we should carry over to mominus. Not a simple assumption. Lemaisa, one could have seen this as a unique halacha by definition in the fashas, more so than a psul krovim. The fact that it's miuchedes. Okay, Tosus gives a teretz. The other thought on this kasha is, Lemaisa, how do I know by maminis it's good? Why? Because I don't know, so I assume it's limited to fashas because of the diuk in the pasuk. So the Ramban seemingly answers the teretz that way. The pasuk is meduyik. Lo yumas is twice yumas. It's yumas at the beginning of the pasuk. It says lo. What does it say at the beginning of the pasuk? Apishnaim edim. Also says yumas hameis. Lo yumas. Could you say lo apiyedachad? What's yumas again? Yumas only the pasuk. No, so then with no kasha mishpadachad, there's a diuk in the pasuk. Tosus didn't learn that way. Tosus learns what's the pshat? Not a diuk in the pasuk. What is it? Torah spoke by the pasuk. And Mela, Maminis, doesn't have that halach. In fact, Tosus Mishpadachat, Tosus answers, Nira, the Al-Karchach, Chai Kra, Labadini Maminis Kai. We know the Pasuk can't be discussing Maminis. The Eidachat Moel, the Mammon, the Shvua Mia Yisei. Eidachat works for Mammon. You see, he's Machayev Shvua. What does Tosus mean? Okay, the Pasuk is not by Mammon. The Pasuk is by the Fashis, but Mishpadachat. What does Tosus mean? But Lamaisel, Maminis can't be this way. Tosus, how do you understand the Teretz of Tosus? Yeah?
I was
going to
ask another question secondly.
Wait, first Pshantosis. Pshantosis, yeah?
Well, because the entire basis of the Drasha by Nefashos is that why do you tell me that one can't do anything? That's probably telling me something extra that, oh, one can do something.
Even Echad Echad is no good.
Even Echad Echad is no good. You don't have to jump to that, say, you don't have to jump to that by Mamanos, because by one, by saying it's not doing anything, but when I do anything,
since,
I
okay, so you're saying this. Since Lumaisa, we know Echad Echad counts for Shvua. So it's not mistaver that the Torah would pass Echad Echad. Given the fact that we know Echad Echad has standing, but Maminus. So therefore, when I see this drasha of Echad Echad being not good, I would naturally limit it and assign it to the Nefashos, where we know Echad has no standing by himself. So Echad Echad is also no good. So the Torah extends the Psu Echad Echad without Echad Echad to Echad Echad. And Maminus, where we know Echad by himself also has standing, so maybe Echad Echad is actually better. Yeah. Yeah, what's your question?
Based on what you said, that Torah was here, sounds like he's not really so meduic into the whole Xerxes Kassu kind of.
Clearly, had been a. Yeah.
The Ritva read that. The Ritva quoted the Torah was saying that. The whole answer.
Yeah, Tosus and the Ritva is not Tosus by us necessarily. It's not the same Tosus. Tosus
they one.
I don't think you have to. Right, it sounds like there was a diuk, right? The Ritva Pshat in the Gemara in the Kasha, it sounds like it was a diuk. Right. Tosus is really, it's not a diuk, are you?
Also, we also have a diet that the source that Tosus uses to show that we should use Mishnah Echad is the Mino Yumsu of us Albanim. And that Pasuk also, we can also have that Drasha.
No, because it doesn't say Yumas twice. No. There's one Pasuk. Well, look at the Ramban. Here it says twice in the Pasuk Yumas. So it's a diuk. What would you say if both say it's a big tumble in the poskim? Verse on this Tosus, you'll see also he gets into this. There are many examples of Adius beyond Nefashos and Maminus. What about this Mucheles over there? Give me examples. No? Not Maminus, not Nefashos. No? Eide Kedushin. What else? Kiddush HaChodesh. Eide Gerushin. Eide what? All these examples, what would you think? If the ring is given under the chuppah, and there's two edim, right? And one aide doesn't see the other. Yeah, each aide sees the ringing being over to the woman from a different chalon, right? Whatever, you know, they didn't see the, each other. Eidus miyuchedes by kedushin. Is she mikudeshes? Is it like nefashos? You can't use mishmerechet anymore because mamonis we don't apply it to. So now. What? Tosfos and Amud Aleph compares, right? Yes, there's a somewhat sachalat over here, this issue. What would be in Mechadis and all these examples of Kiddushin and Gittin and Edi Tuma, a lot of examples like this. Watch the stairs, Eris Mechadis. Okay.